cocktails. We argue about which medics are sexier and more powerful. My teacher told me, work hard and you could become a doctor. Yes, you say, but not a GP. Old people coughing up past particulates in the waiting room. Sad-eyed babies trickling grey snot. We agree a surgeon's work has potential for glamour. All those hearts to save, cancers to beat. You say my issue with men wanting to cut and staple breasts all day is spurious. And the point is, surgeons are heroes. But what about the person who measures out ketamine or propofol or fentanyl or rocuronium, a dealer in syringes, mixologist extraordinaire, shaking up a Bloody Mary, holding court and keeping tabs, sharing a strange anonymous intimacy, watching us while we sleep like a sick lover? Will or won't you wake, my dear? Surely this person lives aloft with the spirits of the fully under, knowing and not quite knowing where the magic starts and ends, with absolute power to switch your brain, her private plaything, off or on or off.